just didn't teach. But I did substitute work afterwards. They called me in to help out in doing substitute work.
Did you do any other work besides that? Did you work with your husband's business?
Yes. He had a taxi business. He opened up. Well, he had been living in Mexico. And he taught school there in Mexico. And he was much older than I when we married. And he came back home to live. And that's when I met him. So we married.
So he was a teacher and
he once taught business? Taught English, taught language in Mexico City. He spoke two or three languages.
Where was he from?
He's from here.
From Natchez?
Yes, but he was a very brilliant person.
He was born in Natchez?
Yes, he was born in Natchez. They lived down in this old home I was telling you about, the old Johnston home. And he, I don't think he was born in that home, but those were all his people. He had three or four old maid aunts that never married. They had that Indian look about them. And
was he part Indian?
Well, they had some Indian blood in them.
Is he the one you were telling me about, whose relatives of this Johnson had the slaves?
Had what?
Is he the one you were telling me about who had the connection with the slaves?
Well, yes, it was his people. I thought I saw someone coming in, that's why I was looking.
Oh, that's my red car there.
No.
Looks like there is a car.
Excuse me just a minute. It was somebody like they were walking towards the...
Oh, see, you're telling me about your occupation. You had helped with your husband's taxi?
Yes, I, after he came here, he didn't plan to stay. But he found out that his health didn't permit him to leave right away. He had stayed here, was staying here to build up, you know, so. And his brother was a pharmacist. He had a drugstore.
Your husband was born in Natchez?
Yes. And, his brother had a drugstore up on Franklin Street. And he asked him while he was staying here, would he take over a cafe that he was running, you know, in connection with the drugstore? And so he got involved in that. And that's when I met him when he came. He didn't come here to stay. He was passing through, going to Chicago, where his mother and sister were. So that's when I met him. And he went back to Chicago, went to Chicago, and we kept a correspondence up in that. We finally married. But it was his people that, I said, his uncle that wrote this diary, and who lived in this country down here. They owned a lot of land. What they call down in the bottom, because you went down a steep hill to get to it. And he stayed. He opened up this cafe, and then he finally opened a taxi business. And perhaps you've seen the Palace Cabs. He started that. He was the originator of running taxis here in Natchez. When he first started out at 15 cents. And well, I'm the one that sold it. And I stayed single about 6 or 8 years after he passed. And finally I married a man named Mr. He had a funeral home, funeral business.
Oh,